Okay, we'll learn for Fush Lema for Menucha Bat Rachel and Shmuel Ben Tila and Kochol Yisrael. Yaakov Kapel Bat Rachel. Everybody should have a Fush Lema. Korea, here we are. Let's check at the bottom line. So we're having a machlokes, whether there was one Aron Kodesh or two. Some held there were two. One stayed in the Kodesh Kedushim, came at one time in history when it got captured, and according to the others, there were two, and one went out during war and one stayed there. Anyway, so it's a machlokas. So Kriya Messiah L'Rab Yehuda ben Ben Lakish. One pasuk supports Rab Yehuda ben Lakish, who held there were two. Why does it support him? Because it says, Ha'aron, the Yisrael, the Yehuda, Yoshvin, Besukos. They were in Sukkos. And the pasuk is talking about Uriah. Uriah says to David, the Aaron and the Bnei Yisrael and Yehuda are in Sukkos. And Yoav is over there and the whole thing. And then he says, V'halo, Aaron b'tzion haya. The Aaron was in Tzion. So how could Uriah say it's in Sukkos? Obviously there were two. So the Gemara says, what? But the Gemara's going to answer. Ma avdin le'rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan going to do with that pasuk? The Rabbanan held only one Aaron. Masha, there were two. The answer is, Sachach Shehu Kikirui. He meant to say that the Aaron, that when he said Sukkos, he didn't mean in a place. He meant in a temporary place. In a tent. Shadayin lo lived the Beis HaBechira. Because the Beis HaMikdash was still not built. That's all he meant to say. So it could be there's still one. Okay, next. Mishenignat Ha'aron. When the Aron was hidden away, if you hold it was hidden away, and we said yesterday, the Rambam quote writes in his Halacha Sefer that it was hidden away. Before the Churban Bayit Rishon, Yoshiyahu, one of the end kings, hid it away because he saw the end coming and he wanted it to be safe, so he hid it away. The other things were hidden with the Aron. What are they? Tzintzenet Haman, the jar of Mun. Vatzluchos Shemen Hamishcha, the original jug of oil that was used to anoint Kohanim, Kalim things. Maklo Shel Aaron, the staff of Aaron. Uprachav, and the flowers. Ushkedev, and the almonds. The Argaz Sheshivu Polishtim Asham L'Olkei Yisrael, and the box that the Polishtim sent back. When they sent the Aaron back, they sent them in a box. That box. All these things are hidden away. All these things like, you know, magical things that wouldn't everybody cool to see them, right? They're all hidden away. I don't know. Me, Gonzo, who hid them away? Yoshiyahu Gonzo, King Yoshio hid them away. Kivon Shira, Shekatsav, Yolech Hashem, Oscha, Vitmakacha, Shataka Malecha, Elgoya, Shaloyadata, Atav Avasecha. When he saw the end coming, that a nation is going to come and exile them, Ahmad Vigonzu, he got up and he hid it away. Hadohu Dixif, that's where it says, Vayomer Lalavim, Hamevinim, Ulachal Yisrael, Hakadoshim Lashem, Tunuitz Aaron HaKodesh, Bebeis HaShirban HaShlom, and David Melech Yisrael, Ein Lochem Masa Bakesef. Right, they're no longer going to be carrying it because it's going to be hidden away.
What was in the box?
Five golden images of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, okay. Huh? That the pasuk there, the pasuk there in Shoftim does say that. Shmuel, what? Amalahem, im galahu ibachem l'bavel. If the Aron HaKodesh goes to Bavel, ein atem machzirin oso adlim komo. It's never going to return. It's never going to get back here. Ella, rather, ata ivdu es Hashem alokechem v'samo Yisrael. Fine, and they hid it away. Why did he only hide the Aron? Why didn't he hide anything else? I would guess because the Aron didn't do anything. It doesn't serve any function. You can't hide the Mizbeach, you can't hide the menorah while it's still functioning. What are they going to do with it? You have to have a menorah.
Well, they need more menorahs.
I understand, but so then what happened to them? So why couldn't he hide the Shulchan? Because you have to have a Shulchan. You don't have to. Think about it. Think about it. What does the Aron do? Right. But Aron doesn't do anything.
Yeah, because
he doesn't have
doubles.
And
the
Aron
does.
Right. Okay, it's true.
Didn't they give sanctity to the cursed dust?
The devil's remember.
What? In second base of Pictish, there was no aura. So they didn't have it. It didn't. So what changed?
Nothing.
So there was an Evan. We say there was an Evan. This Gemara appears in Yuma. We're going to go get up to it in a few weeks. What? There was two Mizbeths, right? But they burned the Ketores every day, so how can he hide it? Like, practically, it wasn't really possible. The Aaron, he could hide, because you don't need it anyway. You don't need it. It doesn't do anything. Yeah. Which raises the whole question, what's it doing there? What's it doing? What's the purpose of the Aaron? It doesn't do anything. Right? It's the holiest thing in the world, right? To make movies out of it, it doesn't do anything.
Just sit there. It's history.
What?
It's okay, when you take an apple, you have the fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about it, it's a question that doesn't really have an answer. It doesn't. What does it do? As a matter of fact, when the Rambam quotes the Kehil of the Beis Hamikdash, he leaves out the Aron.
It wasn't there.
It's not clear.
No, he's saying these are the Kehilim, and he leaves it out.
It wasn't there.
What? That's not why. No, that's not why. The answer is it doesn't do anything.
It didn't have a function.
It wasn't a Kli Sharis.
So basically, Indiana Jones did not find the lost ark.
Well, yesterday we said, there's a machlokas, what happened to the Aaron. Either it was hidden, or it was taken to Babel. That was yesterday's daf.
Or Germany. Either one.
Pitam Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen HaMishcha, Iv'ata Kachlecha, the pasuk that says, the Kida, and some, all the ingredients, Chameshma 500, Shin Elef HaChamesh Mios Monim, 1500 Mona, whatever the measurement is. Shemen Zayit Hin, 12 Shemen Zayit was a hin, which is Shnei Matzah Lug, 12 Lug. Shabo, Shulkin, that's the Ikrin, Divir Meir. Meir holds that they would cook the other spices of the Ketores, of the Shemen HaMishcha, in the oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Shulkin Hayi B'mayim, no, they would cook it in water, then Venosin with Shemen Agabehen, then they would put the on top of it, Mishahaya Kolate Es Hareach, and it would absorb the smell. Hayamaviro Kederech Shapitmenosin. They would do it like the spice makers do. Hadahu Ditzir, that's why it says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Vegomer. Tony Rabbi Yehuda, be Rabbi Eloi. Shemen HaMishcha Sha'asa Moshe Bamidbar, Matanis and Nasibah Mitzchil Vatsov. The whole thing was an ace from beginning to end. What was an ace? First of all, Shemitzchil Lohayaba Elishne Masar Log. It only had 12 log. Now, I don't know how much that is. Whatever measurement that is, it doesn't go on forever, right? And with that 12 log, Shenemar, Shemen Dayis Him, Im Lasuch Bo to Ikrin, if they use that to use for the spices themselves, Lohayim Basipek, there wouldn't have been enough. Alachas Kama Vakama, all the more so, Sha'ar Bolea, the fire absorbed some of it, Va'etim Bolea, Bolim, Va'yor Bolas, the pot absorbed, Umimenu Nimshech Es HaMishkan, V'chol Kelev, HaShulchan, V'chol Kelev, Hamanora, v'chol kelov, umimenu nimshchu Aaron kohen gadol ubanav, kol shevet yimei miluim. Look how much they use. Umimenu nimshchu kohanim gadolim umalachim. Right? So much oil. Yeah, that was an ace.
Fine. How? They sprinkled it. They didn't pour it over them.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
They used
a half a teaspoon, Monty.
They made a huge
amount. How much is 12 log? How much is 12 log? What is that? Did it say what that is in like modern day? Do they know? I'm sure it's a range.
One or two gallons.
Between 1 and 2 gallons. Let's say it's 2 gallons. Let's say it's the most of 2 gallons. Right? How long can that last? How much can you anoint? I don't know. But the Gemara said it's an ace. I can't. I have nothing to say about this. Now, Melech Betchila Tor Meshicha. When the king was anointed for the first time, he required anointing. Melech Ben Melech Ein Tor Meshicha. The Melech Ben Melech didn't require Mashiach. Having said that, so in other words, Shlomo Lechora should not have required Mashiach. Why? He's the Ben Melech. He got it anyway. A few people in history got it anyway for various reasons. We'll see now.
They were all Bnei Melech.
No, because David wasn't the son of Shaul.
Besides that.
Yes, not in the northern kings. In the northern kings.
Same Sharon Mishra?
Yes, the same one.
Yes,
we said about 20 lines ago that Yoshio hid it. So the Gemara is going to answer. He hid it. So the Gemara is going to give an answer. My timer. What's the reason for that? Kum mishchehu kizehu. You're the guy. You're the one. Zeu ton mishicha. Ve'ein beno ton mishicha. Only the king requires mishicha, not the son. Aval kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol. Afilu ara saradoros Tar Mashicha. Kahanim Gedolim, every single one required Mashicha. The Kulam Kaim Asid Lavo, and this is the same Shem and Amishcha that will be in the future. Huadin, Shem and Mishcha Tchodesh, Yezel Il Dorazechem. Okay? That's one. Number two. Ein Moshchen HaMalachim El Adabi Mayan. They would only anoint a king by a fountain of water. Why? Why? Shinemar? Vahari Vahar. Why would they do that? What? Verkaftem es Shlomo bni ala preda asher li v'horadetem osi el gichon umashach oso sham tzadik hakovid v'natzen anavi l'melech al Yisrael. Why would they do it by a fountain? It's a simon to. So the Karbat Eda says it's a simon milsahi. What's a simon milsa? What does that mean? The simon to. Why? Because a fountain always is producing more. It keeps on going. So to your kingdom should keep on going. It's a very nice mashal. The next Karbat Eda, he says, Gicho, what's Gichon? So he says, Mayin katan samach li Yerushalayim. V'lo zeh gichon ha-gadol ha-yotzim migan Eden. Not that gichon. It's a different, it's the gichon spring. The gichon spring that we know, that's still there to this day, outside Yerushalayim.
Right.
That's this gichon. The one in Parshas Bereishis, that's something else. Right? I always thought they were the same. We don't know what those things are. We don't know what that is.
So it's the gichon we know and love.
The Gichon we know and love, right. Happens to be that it's amazing. It's amazing that you can go to that place, and this is the place where Shlomo HaMelech was anointed. That's amazing. Right?
That's all of Shlomo.
Correct. Ein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech El Nei Machlokes. But there were times when they would anoint the king, whose father was also a king, to stop a Machlokes. In other words, B'Neimah Nimshach Shlomo. Why was Shlomo anointed? He was the son of a king. What? Adoniyahu, his brother, wanted to be the king. No, we're going to anoint him. Not you. What? Right. Yoash, b'nei Ataliyahu. They anointed Yoash because of Ataliyah. I think it was his mother? Ataliyah is a woman. Yehoyachaz, b'nei Yehoyakim. They anointed Yehoyachiz, who was king before Yehoyakim, achiv shei gadol ben obey shanim. He was older than him by 2 years. And Yehu, which is a northern king, right? Yehu was a northern king. Am I right about that? I'm wrong? What? Mibnei Yoram. Yehu Mibnei Yoram. Right? Huh? He was anointed by a Navi. The northern king. Yehu mibnei Yoram. Yehu was anointed because of Yoram. The pasuk says, "Ubasa sham reish sham Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi ubasa v'akimosim mitorecha v'aveisa osav cheder b'cheder l'kach the pach shemen v'yatakta arosho v'amar ko amar Hashem mishachticha l'melech el Yisrael." Now, lo king siv kum mishichehu ki zehu zetar mishicha vein malach Yisrael tar mishicha. Right? 1 second. Your question. Right? The Malchus Yisrael don't get it. Ella, Yoyachas ibn Yoyakim, Achav Shagad Lomero, Shtei Shanim, Vol Yoshio Gantu. 1 second. Didn't Yoshio hide the Shem and Amishcha? How could these two kings get anointed with the Shem and Amishcha? There was no Shem and Amishcha. It was hidden away. So Gemara says, you're right. Hada Amra Afarsim on Nimshach. It was just some perfume. They went through the act. They went through the motions. It wasn't real Shem and Mishcha. There was none. They went through the motions. Why? To show this guy's the king and not someone else who thinks he's the king. Ein Moshchin HaMalachim Elamen HaKeren. The only time they would anoint somebody is with a Keren. Right? What's a Keren? A horn. Why a Keren? So, why a Keren? What? What do you mean it could drip out? What about a cup? Why would Karen? What did I see? Right, because it doesn't break. It's a hard. What? That's what he says there? It lasts, it doesn't break. Shaul and Yehu, Nimshechu min apach, they were anointed with a jug. Why? Haisa malachta malacha overis. It was a temporary kingdom, it didn't last. David and Shlomo, Nimshechu min akeren. David and Shlomo were anointed with a Karen. Haisa malachet malchus and malchus kayemet. It lasted. Okay? Next. Ein moshchen kahanim alachim. You don't anoint kahanim to be kings. Right? Says the Karban Eda. It's like a little up where we are. Afal pi she'eno zor eitz al shemen ha-mishcha. Even though they're not far into the shemen ha-mishcha. Because as kahanim they get it. As kahanim they get it. Taha kvar nimshach kishanase kohen gadol. When they became a kohen gadol, somebody, he got it. Afal pi ein moshchen oso lemelucha kemalcha Yisrael. The ein moshchen ele malchus beis David. Only malchus beis David.
Gets what?
Gets anointed. Not you can't be a king if you're from Shevet Levi. Right? That's like the Chashmonaim, right? The Shalosh Kislev. But the Chashmonaim, right? It doesn't happen. It's not supposed to be happening. Amarab Yuda and Sundaraya. That's the name of a place. Al Shem, it says, well, Yasser Shevet me Yehuda. Right? The Rod should never leave Yehuda. Only Yehuda is the king. Amarab Kiyah bar Ava. Laman Yerichu Yom Amam Lachta, Hu Vavan of Bekar of Yisrael, Maksiv Basrei, what does it say after that? Lo Yeh Lekahanim Alevim. Okay, now, Yoshiyahu had four sons that we know of. He had four sons. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Ubnei Yoshiyahu, HaBachar Yochanan, Sheni Yehoyakim, Shlishi Tzidkiyahu, and Revi'i Ishalom. Those are the four names. Those are the four names. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Yehoyachaz. Really, Yochanan and Yehoyachaz, whose name Yehoyachaz does not appear in that pasuk. It's the same guy. It's the same person. Vaksiv HaBachar Yochanan. And it says the Bachar is Yochanan, right? Now, if Yochanan and Yehoyachaz are the same person, then how could we have just said a minute ago that Yehoyakim was 2 years older than him? How could that be? If he's the Bukhar, how could somebody be older than a Bukhar? That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, didn't mean he was older. It meant Bukhar Lamalchus. He was the ruler first. In Echanami, he was younger. He was a younger brother, and he ruled first. Why'd that happen? I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hu Shalom, Hu Tzidkiyahu. Really, when it says that there was... What? Shalom and Tzidkiyahu, really it's the same guy, same person. Vaksiv, it says, Hagimel Tzidkiyahu Varvi Shalom, it says, but the third son was this and the fourth son was this. How can you say it's the same person? What? And he changed his name. Gimel Litoldos, no, he was the third in the order of birth. Vidalod Lamachas, and he was the fourth one of these to be king. That's what it means.
Yeah, because
really
the end was very confusing. The son, then the uncle, then the
right, father. Right. So Tzidkiyahu, Chetzidek Alav Midas Hadin, he made righteous to Midas Hadin, and Shalom, Shebiyamav, Shalom Malchus Beis David. In his day, he was the last king. He was the last king of Yehuda. He was the last one. The next king of Yehuda will be Mashiach. Right? He was the last one. So that's why it's called Shalom. Shalom means it was finished, it was completed. Right, it was Shalom. It was finished off. It was end. It's over. By the way, Lo Shalom Havishmo, Lo Tzidkiyahu Havishmo. It wasn't even his name. His name wasn't Shalom. His name wasn't Tzidkiyahu. Ela Matanya. His real name was Matanya. Hadod Tzidkiyahu, like what I said, V'imloch Melech Bavel, es Matanya, Dodo, Tachtov, his uncle instead, V'yasev es Shmo, Tzidkiyahu. And they called him Tzidkiyahu. Okay.
Shalom is Tzidkiyahu, basically?
Yeah. Who's also Matanya. It's very complicated over there. You go through those names, you can get a headache. But, no, because they're all the same person. Okay, next. So we spoke about the Aron. So now we're going to speak about the Aron a little more. Amar of Yochanan. The Amma bas shisha tvachim haya Aron asui. How big is an Amma? So there's a machlokas. Some say it's 5 tvachim, some say it's 6 tvachim. If you hold that the Aron was 6 tvachim, if you hold each Amma of the Aron was 6 tvachim, if you hold that, a little math now, not that bad. Man tana ba'ama bas shisha tvachim. Who said that? It's 6 tvachim. Rameri did not. Rameri Omer. Kol amos hayo beninus. Every amma was a mid-sized amma, which means 6 tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Amas habinyan shisha. No. Rabbi Yehuda argues. It's the amas of the building itself. We're talking 6 tvachim. Shal kelim chamisha. The amas of the kelim were 5 tvachim. Al daita de Reb Meir. Now we're going to go through each one of them. According to Reb Meir, right? Du amar ba'ama bash tvav tvachim. If you say that the ama was 6 tvachim, Hu ha'aron asoy arko shel aron tes vav tvachim. Then the length of the aron was 15 tvachim. Where'd 15 come from? It's 2.5.
2.5 amos. Mm-hmm.
So it's 6 plus 6 is 12 plus 3. It's 2.5 is 15. Okay? 15. Dichziv. Amatayim v'chetzi arko. Amsa ashisa. 1 is 6. Amsa ashisa. Second one is 6. Palgas amsa. The third one is, the half is 3. Tlasa, 3. Right?
Then you get 15.
Now, v'arba luchos hayubo. There were 4 luchos in the aron. Shnayim shlemin, shnayim shavurin. 2 whole, 2 broken. Dichziv, it says, asher shibarta v'samtem v'aron. Right? The broken ones also went in. Haluchos hayu kol echad ve'echad arko vav tvachim. The luchos, each one was 6 tvachim. Rachbo shisha. Shosha gets crossed out. Haluchos hayu kol echad ve'echad arko vav tvachim. It was 6 tvachim long. Rachbo shisha and wide. It was 6 by 6. So tein arko shel luchos la'arko shel aron. You put the 6 into the 6, into the aron. Nishtayer sham shlosha tvachim. You have 3 tvachim left over. Why? Because it was 1.5 the other way, which is 9. 9. So 3 tvachim left over. Right? If I put something that's 6 tvachim into a 9 tefach container, I have 3 tvachim left. That's not higher math.
Two.
One on top of the other.
Oh, they were stacked.
Yeah. Tain. Mehem chatzi tefach l'kol kotzel. Each wall was a half a tefach thick, right? How many tefachim am I left with? 2, right? Mishtayer shei tefachim. Let's say for Torah, 2 tefachim are left over, and in those 2 tefachim was a sefer Torah. Okay, good. You look puzzled.
Because 2 tefachim are enough for a sefer Torah.
Depends how small sefer Torah is. They made a fit. Now, Rechavo shel Aron, 9 tvachim. The width was 9 tvachim. The tziv, Amma v'chetzi rachbo, Amza ashisa, 1 Amma is 6, Palgas Amza tlasa, another one is 3. V'arba luchos hayuba, Shnayim shlemim, u'shnayim shavurin. There were 4 luchos there, 2 good and 2 broken. The tziv, asher shibarta, v'samta ba'aron. V'haluchos haya kol echad v'echad, orkan, shisha tvachim. Each of the luchos was 6 tvachim long, v'rachman shisha tvachim, and 6 tvachim wide. Tein rechavan shel luchos l'rechavan shel aron, put them in the aron, v'nishtayer sham shlosha tvachim. You have 3 tvachim left over. Why 3? Same thing, we're saying the same thing as before. Chazitech mikhan l'kosa v'chazitech v'chazitech tefach mikhan l'kosa zeh, u'tvachayim lishlot makom sefer Torah, munach, and same exact thing. If 2 tvachim, where the sefer Torah was, What would be placed?
So this is going from the Maharam who says that there was one iron outside.
Why? Right, correct. Somebody points that out. Correct, absolutely. Yeah. The only kash I had was, isn't there a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the pieces of the luchos and became rich?
No. The
shavings of what? Of what? Oh, the shavings. Oh, not the broken piece. Okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Okay.
So the stack was side by side. Look at the article picture, which is side by side.
Okay. If it's, I don't know.
How does that fit, then? You need each one is 6. Half 3. I mean, the 2 were supposed to be...
That's why I thought it was stacked. How does it fit otherwise?
It's not stacked in that picture.
No, according to his pictures, not stacked.
Yeah, it looks like it's
no, it's 3 by 6.
No, he said 6 by 6.
I didn't say that. The Gemara said it.
The picture doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I'll tell you why. Because we're gonna get at the bottom of the page. We're gonna see the luchos are much bigger than this anyway. So I don't know how this makes sense. I don't know how this fits. Rashi Ben Lakish Amar Amah Bas Chamisha Tvachim Haya Aron Asui. The each Amah was 5 Tvachim. Each Amah was 5 Tvachim. So now all the numbers are gonna be smaller. So Man Tana Amah Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Who is that? Aron Asui. Who is that? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanin and Taman, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amah Habinyan Shisha, that the Amas of the building itself were 6, but Shal Kalim Chamisha. The Kalim, they were only 5 Tvachim big. Therefore, Vahain Aron, and the Aron, by the way, is a Kli. Right, it's a kli. It's not a building, it's a kli. Al daite de Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it works out like this. Du amar ba'am vas chamisha tvachim hayarko. It was five tvachim. Amar bas chamisha tvachim hayarko. Right, each tefach was, each amma was five. Arko asa shnei masar tefach umechsa. Then you get 12 and a half. How do you get 12 and a half? Because it's 5, 5, and 2 and a half. Dechsev, Amasayim v'chetzi arko. It was 2 and a half long. Amsa chamisha. One is 5. Amsa chamisha. Second one is 5. Upalik is Amsa trei upalik. And the third, the half is 2 and a half. That's 12 and a half. It was 12 and a half tvachim long. Upalig, I'm sorry. V'dal luchos hayubo. There was 4 luchos. Shnayim shleim and v'shayim shivurin. Dechsev, asher shivarta v'samta ba'aron. Nobody disputes that. That each lucha was six tvachim. The rachban. I don't know how big the broken, how broken were they? They were cracked in half. They were in 100 pieces. Nobody knows the answer to that question. They didn't put it back together. But they didn't do that.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be six.
What? I did. By the way, the Gemara doesn't even talk about the broken pieces. Doesn't even mention them. And broken ones were in there. Now, they're only going to talk about the whole ones. So I thought the broken pieces, they put them on top. That's what I thought when I read this Gemara. I thought about the Gemara doesn't say, and the broken pieces were fit in as follows. The Gemara doesn't say that. So I don't know how many pieces they were broken into. Does anybody know that? Is there a measure that says, I don't know.
What, did he grind them all to when they were drinking zero?
The lucos he made them drink? I thought he did it to the agel. The agel.
We really got to study.
This is what happens when you. This is what happens. This is what happens when everyone's such a London, right? We're all London. We don't know chumash. V'rachman shisha tvachim, and it was six tvachim wide. Tain archan shel luchos l'archa shel aron. Put the length of the luchos into the length of the aron. Nishtayer sham chati tefach. You have a half a tefach of a space. Why? Because 12 is fitting into 12 and a half. Right now. According to this,
no room for the Torah,
no room for the walls. So we said that the walls, each wall was a half a tefach thick. Right. He's going to say, no. Etzba lakosel mikan, ve'etzba lakosel mikan. Each wall was the size of a finger, which would mean, right, how much is left over? I don't know how many fingers are in a tefach.
Quarter of a tefach.
How many?
Quarter of a tefach.
Four or five?
No, quarter of a tefach for a
tefach is a fifth.
A quarter of a tefach. So we wasted now a half a tefach. So what's left? Just fit. Right. Now, rachbo shel aron, the width of the aron, was sheva tefachim umechsa, seven and a half. Why seven and a half? Because it was one and a half amma. Dechsev, amma v'chetzi rachbo, it was one and a half amma wide. Amsa chamisha, one is five. Upalag is amsa treo palig, and the half is two and a half. Vidal luchos hayubo. There were four luchos. Shnayim shleimin, shnayim shavurin. Dechzev asher shibarta, v'samta ba'aron. Haluchos hayo kol echad ve'echan orchan shisha tvachim, v'rachman shisha tvachim. Each one was six by six. So tein rachbo and l'rachbo shel aron. Put it in. And nishtayir sham, tefach u'mechza. There's one and a half tefach left over. Because it's six going into seven and a half. Etzba lakosel mikan ve'etzba lakosel mikan. We said there was a finger of each wall. Chatzit tefach mikan v'chatzit tefach mikan. So there's a half a tefach left on each side. Lishalot. Some room over there. It maneuvered. It shouldn't be so squashy. Right? Good? That's it. Now, keitad asa betzalel es ha'aron.
Wait, someone doesn't ask what happened to Sefer Torah.
The Gemara's going to get to in a minute. Keitad asa betzalel es ha'aron. How did betzalel make the aron? So Rabbi, who's this? Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shalosh Tevas Asu. This is the standard picture that we all know. Shtayim Shal Zav, V'achas Shal Eitz, Nasan Shal Zav, B'Shal Eitz, B'Shal Eitz, B'Shal Zav. Right? It was gold, wood, gold. V'tzipihu, and then you had to cover it in gold. What are you covering?
The edges.
The edges, the tzim, V'tzipisa, O'Shal Zav, Tar, B'Aitz, Machuz. Inside and outside. Matam Elomer Tzipinu, what do you have to cover? It's already encased in gold. No, Lahavi Sfaso Hel Yona, the top edge. If you have gold, the top, if you look down, you see the wood there. You see wood. That has to be covered in gold. Rashim Ben Lakish Amar, no. Teva Achaz also. It was one box. Fitzipiha, Tichsiv, Fitzipisu also Zav Tar Baisu Bachut. Right? It was only one piece of gold. So Matam Elomer Tzipenu, So what does it mean with Tizipanu?
Did he play the whole thing with one piece of gold?
It was one box of gold. It was a golden box. Wood plated on gold. But it wasn't three boxes. It was one box. So then what does it mean, Titipenu? What does that mean? That it should be plated? It's already plated.
It should cover it.
Amar Pinchas Lahavi Bein Neser Leneser. What does that mean? A Neser is a board. What? Oh, in between. Oh, in between the boards. At the corners. The edges. What?
He's saying there's only one gold box.
Made of four golden wood, four wooden things. You take four wooden boards, make a box out of it, and the whole thing, inside, outside.
Right.
So what does it mean, Titipenu? Even the corners, every spot.
The way you do it, if you take a flat sheet of gold, and you fold it, and then you fold it in on each side, so the corners where they meet. So the top is now covered, the bottom is covered, the sides are covered. But where they meet in each corner, there's one.
Fine. Okay, where they meet in each corner, I do it for 100%. Okay, now... I don't know if we ever have this Gemara in a Bavli, but here we go. Keta hayaluchas ksuvin. How are the luchas written? So Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel Omer, chamisha alucha luach zeh, v'chamisha luach zeh. Five and five. Like every shul in the world has a luchos right there on the Aron Kodesh. Five and five. Right?
I don't know if they came to a point.
What? I don't even know if they, according to this, it did not come to a point. However, I think that is the standard shot that every kid and every adult knows that. Even in the movies they have it like that. That it's five on one and five on the other. Rabbanan Amri? No. Asara aluachzeh v'asara aluachzeh. All ten were on each one. Hadohu d'chsiv v'yagid lochem et briso asher tziva etzchem lasos aseres hadvarim. Asara aluachzeh v'asara aluachzeh. 10 and 10.
Why would you need to repeat it?
Rav Shir Bayechai Omer, Esher Maluach Zeh, Be'esher Maluach Zeh. On both sides. Dichsev, Bayechtev, 10 on one side, 10 on the other side.
The same 10.
5, 5, 5, 5.
20.
20.
20. 10, 20.
On both sides.
On both sides of the Luchos, the whole 10 were written. I'm sorry, 5, 5, 5, and 5.
Didn't it say the letters went through?
Yes.
This
is a different Gemara. This is a different Gemara. Dichtiv, v'yichtiv yom ha'shnei luchot avonim, esher maluach zeh, v'esher maluach zeh. Rav Shimai Omer, arboi maluach zeh, v'arboi maluach zeh. 40 on each one. Dichtiv, mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim tetroga, which is a tetragon? Okay. That's wild.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the article doesn't have a picture.
So imagine a perfect square. Imagine a square, and on each a square has four sides. On each side of the square, all ten luchos are written, and there are two of them. What's the purpose of that? I don't know. Chanina ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Omar, bein kol dibur v'dibur. Listen to this. Between each and every dibur, diktu keha v'osio seha shel Torah. All the details are written underneath. It'll say, don't have adultery, for example, and then everyone else on the, you can't marry this one, you can't marry that one, you can't marry the other one, right?
It's
right?
It's a piece of perfect approach. Yeah,
each one. Each one. Dichtiv, memulayim, betarshish, kiyama rabba. Rishim, melakish, kad havi, mati, hadein, kriya, omar. When you've got this pasuk, he said, omar, yefel omar, tichanani ben achi, rabbi Yeshua. I like that part. Ma, yam, hazeh, just like an ocean. Bein gal, gadol, lagal, gadol, gal, and katanim. Between each wave, there are little waves. Kach, bein kol dibur v'dibur v'diktokev os yoseh shel Torah. All the details. How much detail? What, the entire shas and everything?
It takes away Torah about that. It says that the shas and dibur are more important than anything else. It totally goes against everything we've ever thought about this.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So even though we believe that even the pasuk that says that Timna was the Pilegish of Eliphaz, right? The pasuk says that Timna was the Pilegish of Eliphaz is just as important as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, even though we believe that, right? The Gemara says that even. There's still something special with the Seres Dibros. There's a reason why those ten are on those luchos. There's a reason. What that reason is, I'm not sure.
Like, what's the reason?
Right? There's a reason.
They used to read it in the base of Midrash. They used to be
right. So even though we believe that even a pasuk in Parshas Noach, which doesn't have anything to do with anything, is just as special as every other mitzvah. There's a reason why those ten are there. There's a reason why, right? What do you think? You're not a Kabbalist?
No, I'm not looking
at
it.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Amar v'tanchuma. Is Kashios Kumik of Pinchas Isik of Yehuda? Well, Isik of Meir. What does that mean?
Back to the
Meir of Yehuda about how the Amos were. My time of Yehuda Siv Lokeach and Sefer Torah. Oh, that's the question. Now, if you hold this five, where'd the Sefer Torah go? There wasn't room for the Sefer Torah. So my time with the Rabbi Huda Tziv Alakoach Hasefer Torah Hazeh, the Tzamtim also Mitzad Oren Beis Hashem. It was next to it. In other words, they had like
it wasn't in the Oren.
It was right next to it. Al Dati the Rabbi Huda Du Amar Hekan HaYisefer Torah Nasun Kimin Gluski Asalam Yivachutz. They put like a board, an extension on the Oren for HaYisefer Torah Nasun Besocho, and the Sefer Torah was put there. My time with the Rabbi Meir Tziv on the Tzates Hakaporis Al HaOren Mamayla Vesa Oren Titin Etz Eidus Asher Etain Aleha. Alecha. That means that after they closed the Aron, they then put the Torah in it. That doesn't make any sense. How could you put it in after you closed it? Al dat, which is Masha, they never opened it again. Al dat, there are mayor, do Amar, in Mukta Muhammad Torah. No, there's no order in the Torah. Which is fascinating. In the same sentence, there's no order. When do you ever see that? In the same pasuk, there's no order. It says that they put the cover on, that they put the Eidus on. What's the Eidus? The Torah. The Eidus go in the Aron. Oh, there's no order to that pasuk, right? Ella the Aron titein es haEidus asher etein olecha. First they put the Eidus in. V'yachakach v'natadat zekabarat al Aron l'mayla. Then they put the Aron in. Rpinchas b'shem Rpshurim and Lakish haTorah shenatzin lo Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is a different part. This is not a literal. Nasunalo eish levana. It was a white fire. Charutza be'eish shechora on a black fire. Hu eish muvleles be'eish chatzuva. Me'esh, v'nasuna me'esh, the whole thing was fire, d'chziv, me'mino, esh, dos, lavo. Right, the whole Torah was given as a fire. Is that literal? I don't know.
So what are they talking about with the medicine that say that the Samach was floating?
Right, that's what the Gemara in Megillah says that the Luchos were, you could read them on both sides, which is a nace, and the Samach and the Mem, were floating. Why were they floating? Because they're circles,
right?
I don't know. This is different. It's an argument. It's an argument. Right. Or it doesn't have to be a machlokas, because you could say that even if the luchos.
Moshe made the second one.
Even if they were visible.
They mean the first one was like.
Yeah.
It's not. Also, it doesn't have to necessarily be a machlokas. On all four sides, if you hold it was 40, on all four sides, the mems and the samachs were floating.
Yes, you have a whole bunch of.
Yeah, it's not such a stira, right?
What's talking about miracles? You can give
the. Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah.
All right, everyone have a good day and a good chodesh, and we'll pick up from the halacha beis mishnah tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is daf tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.